Blog Talk Radio.
Ilanga lishonile bafana mazibuye
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The air date of this episode is March 26, 2024. Okay, tonight's subject is Black Biden supporters. What say you? On this season 8 of episode 21 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, we will open the phone lines to hear from these Black Biden supporters who voted for Jim Crow Biden in 2020 and intent on voting for him again in 2024. We would love for them to call in and let us know why and what tangibles have we, FBA or DOAS freedmen, received from the first term of Biden. Democratic shields are welcome to call in the like Jeff Farge, Roly Poly Martin, Van Jones, Joyless Reed, Angela Rice, Tiffany Crosses, and Andrew Bussy Gilliam types. The call-in number is 516-418-5996. Press 1 if you will be, and you will be live on air. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. We're also semi-casting this here on StreamYard as well, too. And we're going to reach out to our Denver office and get our co-producer on, the one and only Mr. Che and crew. Greetings to you there, Brother Che from Sin City. How's things going on up there in the Mile High City?
Going all right. Greetings from the Mile High Income and Migrant Flooded City.
Right.
I'm Chan Cook, co-executive producer and co-host of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And Shabaka, we're still waiting for these Biden supporters to call in. So,
hey, man, they call in at their own risk. You know what I'm saying? Our chat room is open for our hate mail. Biden, he constantly shitting on himself. You know what I'm saying? So is there really a difference between him and the dump, as in human shit? And we want to make that perfectly clear. Now, there's some stuff that's going on, man, all around the news, and I'm hoping, Brother Che, you know, that you got the newspapers up there for the latest events that's happening. Also, too, out of Baltimore, Maryland, and hopefully our East Coast course.
So we want them down. Biden supporters, all the mouths that kept telling us anybody but Trump in 2020,
right?
We just got to get the old man out. We want them to call in and tell us what kind of come from a Biden administration. If God forbid that old crepit senile bastard is another term in office.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, as you do know, the major development in the P. Diddy case, okay, is that they've stating that they did not issue a warrant for his arrest, but they just simply served a search warrant on his properties in Florida and in California. Also, too, that there would be interesting, you know, we'll keep our listeners abreast, that, you know, as the story unfolds. Also, too, like and subscribe to Frontline Black News. Also, too, like and subscribe to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced here on Blog Talk Radio. Just simply set up a profile and you can follow us. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast was inspired by the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party, okay, from Oakland, California. Also, too, is that we pretty much listen to everybody. So if you got hateful comments and what have you, please leave them in the chat room, and we promise you we will read them. And then also, too, for all our haters out there, please keep your hatred coming, because we are taking your negative-ass energy, changing the polarity on it, turning it into positive energy. Okay, Brother Che.
Already checked. Let's take on StreamYard. Greetings, ladies. Just a quick audio.
Okay, you're crackling, Brother Che, and you're fading in and out. And then also, too. Okay, it's because we're getting some feedback. Okay, so anyway, I know you Black Biden supporters, you know, are not feeling too good about yourselves for supporting this bastard. okay, is because one is, you know, he's against the reparations very much. Okay, Donald Duck, you know, I'm quite sure he's against it.
Why should he have to pay for something his ancestors did 300 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he said we got to need
okay,
that.
Let's do some math. First of all, let's say the initial investment that they made when they purchased their slaves. Okay. All right, let's see right here. Yeah.
Lady Pace, I'm going to talk to you on the stream yard.
Okay, because I'm in the studio right now. Wait a minute. Let's go over here to the StreamYard. Okay. I see Lady Che up there right there. Okay. All righty. And we see Deacons of Reality. And greetings to you there, Deacons of Reality. You know, please call in. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be happy to have you. And also, too, is that... you know, this election here, 2024, you know, is going to have a whole lot of turmoil. You know it. I know it. These sorry black-ass politicians who's letting these fucking migrants come into the goddamn country. And then the damn migrants is up here performing home invasions. You know what I'm saying? They got squatter rights, according to another one of our contributors here. You know, on the StreamYard and what have you. And also, too, we're putting our StreamYard up on our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, and tonight we're doing Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Now, we deal with the Black Experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. Okay, and then also, too, for all you all-inclusive individuals, you're going to be calling in at your own risk, okay, is because we know all inclusivity is an illusion, okay? So why should we constantly keep banging our heads up against a fucking wall and expecting a different result? You know what I'm saying? There, you know, shit just don't add up to me, you know? And the cold part about it is that our youth have been dumbed down, okay? And what do I mean by dumbed down? They're going to sit up there and tell you that a grown-ass man shoving a package of ketchup up his ass is having a menstrual cycle. And not only is that there an insult to womanhood on a collective basis, it also is an insult to somebody's intelligence, you see? And then on top of that as well, too, is why are we sitting here going for this bullshit, ladies and gentlemen? Why?
The vanity. Canada, we've been conditioned to go shit for 60 years, and they still keep thinking that the fear mongering is going to be the polls.
Right.
And I'm saying, over.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they are. Now. Okay, now, for those of you who say we don't deserve reparations, okay, we're going to break down the fucking math for you the fuck again, okay? And I will keep saying it. You had an initial investment, say, of a $500, say, for a 13-year-old girl who is just now approaching womanhood, okay? So you white boys passed her around, breeded her, the offspring that you sold. Okay, so that's $500. That's why she was called a jewel. So you turned around and you sold her offspring, say, for $500, so you made $1,500. Plus the free labor that you got up off of harvesting sugar cane and cotton. And sugar cane, you know, was used, okay. Oh, yes, sir, Deacons of Reality, the bill of the tangibles now, sir, is up to $750 trillion. Okay. So therefore, you made money off of that. You made money off of her descendants, okay? You know what I'm saying, with the free labor and what have you, okay? So therefore, so, you know, it's the power of the parlay. Yes, sir.
We got a caller. Caller, yes, 310, last 4-7-0, switching where you call.
And your mic is unmuted. That sounds 310. That's out of Southern California. Okay, greetings there to you, L.A. area, 310, last 3-706. What's your name and where you calling from and what's on your mind?
What's up, Shabaka? We friends on Facebook, and we often share some of our intellect with each other. Speaking of reparations, man. You know, we're owned by reparations by another group of people. You know that too, right? There's five Indian nations owed reparations, man. Those five civilized, those five civilized tribes.
Oh, yeah.
They owe us reparations, brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because they tried to make slaves out of us as well, too.
Yes. We're talking about the Seminole Nation, the Creek Nation.
Okay.
The Cherokee Nation.
Okay.
The Chickasaw Nation and the Choctaw Nation.
Yes, sir.
Those five nations.
Okay. And
those reparations because they had slaves.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, sir. That part right there. Oh, okay.
Now,
and I didn't get your name, sir.
Oh, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Oh, whoa,
the brother who's out there, the 49ers fan, man, he told me
that's me, hey, but you know what, I like the Raiders too, I'm down with both of them, man, I'm down with them both, but I have to rule with the 49ers at the time, man. You're breaking up, brother, I can barely hear you.
Okay, Brother Che, you're breaking up.
Can I be heard clearly?
Yes, sir, Thomas, you can be. Okay, but Brother Che has gotten some interference out of our Denver office. Okay, now, in our course description right here, I'm not in class, I'm on Blog Talk. Okay, Thomas, this is Season 8 of Episode 21 of SBEE, and we got the phone lines, and we want to hear from black Biden supporters who voted for Jim Crow Biden in 2020 and intent on voting for him again in 2024. And we would love for them to call in and let us know why and what tangibles have we received from the first term of Biden. Democratic shields are welcome to call in, you know, like Jeff Ford and Roly Poly Martin, Van Jones, Joy Elise Reed, Angela Rice, Tiffany Crosses, and Andrew Busy Gilliam types. Okay, so come on with it, Brother Thomas. You were stating, man, about how these Indian nations here, you know, owe us reparations too, because in fact they did try to make us slaves. Yes, sir, that is a fact. Please elaborate.
Now, I can even elaborate a little deeper, brother, if you want to talk about history. But speaking of which, all the Indian nations owe black people reparations because long before these Indians, these subterranean Asiatic Indians that you have over here right now, you were black folks were over here long before they even came because when everything was a land form, black folks traveled the whole entire globe when they're before the Continental Divide. That's how we ended up everywhere.
Okay.
During the Continental Divide. During that Continental Divide, you know, when the North America drifted further into the Western Hemisphere, it got hotter and the climate changed. Man, there was a cross Alaskan ice bridge known as the Atlantic Tundra at the time when all those Asiatic Eskimo types, they made their way into the South America. They started killing off the black indigenous people that was already here in southern in South America, North and the United States portion of America and Canada. They murdered all the black tribes over there because even in the state of California where I live, where I'm from, our state capital, state seal, was a black woman's known as Califia. They was a black tribe of Indians, like a black southern tribe of Indians that ruled pretty much all of Southern California. They had the golden seal after her. So those Indian tribes that murdered all those black people that were settled into the North America, they pretty much owe reparations too until the second wave of colonizers came in, which were the Spaniards and the conquistadors, the Portuguese. They came in, and then
that's right.
When they settled in, they crossbred with the Asiatic Eskimo Indians that were already inhabited the area. That's how a lot of Mexicans came about. Mexicans pretty much are hybrids of the Spaniards and the Asiatic. And the Asiatic nomadic, the other people that came along the Alaskan Ice Bridge. They didn't come along until after that. About 10,000 years ago, absolutely, sir. Yeah, about 10,000 years ago, there was were the black people that were here. They murdered off the black people that was over here. And then they became more, if you notice, they got more bronze, they have more. How they got that reddish shoe-like color in them, that changed because when you mix cold, it's like mixing cold and hot and you're getting warm. And that's what creates that type of...
You can't hear
it's like adaptation. Right, the adaptation.
Okay.
So when they murdered off all the black people that was here, because man, we got stone carvings all along the Gulf Coast with the Olmecs, man. They found hieroglyphic pyramids and stuff in Arizona, state of Arizona. They found the bones of remnant giants in the San Joaquin Mountains, man. 11-foot giants that were African, who originated out of Africa. And they sent these bones to the Smithsonian Institution. That's where they keep all this secretive stuff in the Smithsonian Institution. You'll find a lot of artifacts there, brother. See, one thing I did when I spent my time in the military, a lot of these guys, they went out clubbing and everything. I went to a lot of the historic places. I spent my time in the museums and libraries and going to the zoos.
Right.
My time in the military absorbing all this stuff. That's how... seeing a lot of world history together make sense out of a lot of stuff that is missing in our history.
Right. Okay. And then to prove your point even further, Brother Thomas, is that, you know, we had circumnavigated the globe, man, particularly with the time of Abu Bakari, who was also the brother of Mansa Musa, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
And Abu Bakari was the king of the Songhai Empire. So what he did was that he had went on and left his brother in charge, you know, over there in the Songhai region. And then, too, when the king went out there to handle the battles, because you had all them fuck boys come up out of Greece and all that shit, they didn't contribute
nothing except
filth, homosexuality. They didn't even believe in washing a funky, stinking ass. Yes, sir. And then also, too, it was a black woman that gave the world the concept of feminine hygiene. Okay. I asked a sister one time when I was in Oakland, California, who was from Ethiopia. Okay. You know, one of the oldest kingdoms, man, in the world. And she said, yes, sir. And she says, and then when these savages came out of Europe, that they stunk so bad that they had to stand the distance of one city block, okay, to find out, like, well, what the hell are you doing here? You see what I mean? And then black women gave the world the concept of feminine hygiene. You see what I mean? And keep in mind, from East Africa, the women are hypnotically beautiful, okay? And then Deacons of Reality is saying, does Shabaka have a speaker? No, sir, I'm on a headset. Okay, and then, too, I see we got a caller out of 810 as well. Too, I think I know who that is. Okay. So therefore, Thomas, you know, as she was telling me this, I'm saying, well, gee, you know, I didn't learn none of this here in history books, you know what I'm saying? And what have you. So it goes to show that these public indoctrination centers, man, are just that. Now, you down here in the L.A. area, man, where's the first place, man, that our young black men and shit learn gang activity? At school. So what do? Constantly put them there in detention. Why? Because what do they? Yes, sir.
We can't hear you on the stream yard. Well, we hear you, but we can't hear the other person talking. We can't, like, we can't hear who you're talking to on the stream yard.
Huh. Okay, well, I definitely got it there, you know, where he could be heard. Okay. And I don't understand why I'm not being heard on the stream yard is because usually,
we
are.
We can hear you, but we can't hear them.
Okay. Okay, well, on that, I don't know what to do.
All right. And then
I don't know what to do.
Enhanced
like page. Yes, I did, because it shows that it's sharing up here on my board.
I don't see it. Okay, now I see it. Okay. All right, my apologies.
Okay.
We still can't hear you.
It's all good.
I think Sister Trish is calling in.
Oh, okay, Sister Trish. Okay, Sister Trish. Yeah, she's out of Detroit area. And please, Sister Trish, you know, press 1 if you would like to comment. Okay, Brother Thomas, please continue on dropping the knowledge that you're doing.
Well, certainly. Then, man, you know, my thing is, if they know, if they paid us reparations and we put all our money together and build wealth, it'd be just like it was during Jim Crow. Because during Jim Crow, man, we had no choice but to fend for ourselves. We had our own shops. We had our own businesses and everything.
Right.
They didn't want us in their stores. So we pretty much thrived. We pretty much thrived during the Jim Crow as far as keeping that family together and having money, spending money amongst black people. What reparations will do, it will put us in a time of being self-sufficient and independent, and it'll really make them lose millions of dollars, and it'll be like another Wall Street burning.
Yes, sir. Uh-oh.
If they give us
reparations. We got one of our major contributors here, brother. Brother Thomas, we got one of our major contributors here, and you already know who this is, Brother Jack. You already know whose mic I'm on meeting. Say, Soldier, I see you decided to show up, Sarge.
Sarge, I finally
showed up. Man,
you going to love this,
Sarge.
Where the hell were you at the last 2 shows?
Well, look, I'm making up for it now. Because I'm primed and ready to rock. Hey, I'm amazed to see. Wait a minute. I'm amazed to see that you talk about, you want to hear from black Biden supporters who voted for Jim Crow Biden in 2020 and going to vote for him again in 2024.
Yeah,
I'm amazed, Chewbacca.
I'm sitting on it.
I know how much you hate the dump. I know how much you
as
hate the dump.
As a human shit, that's an affirmative. Yes, sir, that is correct.
You're going to dare to bring up this subject? Oh, Lord.
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, Lord, it must
this
be Armageddon approaching. Armageddon must be approaching. The end times are here.
Okay, all right, Sarge, come on with it. Drop knowledge. Get ready, Thomas. This is one of our biggest critics right here, sir. And
I'm not a critic. Oh. I'm an interlocutor. I'm not a critic.
Okay.
I'm here to respond to what I hear you say and give you my thoughts.
Yeah.
Remember, clarity is more important than agreement.
Okay, is that clarity you're saying, Sarge?
Yeah, clarity is more important than agreement. It's not necessary that we agree. You tell me what you think, I'll tell you what I think. I'll respond to what you say.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, all righty. So therefore, so we are really going out here saying, Sarge, you know, Brother Chad, co-executive producer, was kind enough to write up the story because I'm doing a million things at once, going around like with a chicken with his head cut off. And also, too, Sarge, we have a gentleman here with us from Southern California, Mr. Thomas, a very, very intellectual man. You know, I've been friends with him on social media for quite a few years, and I really love his input and his knowledge. Okay, now, Sarge, tell me this. Okay, get ready for this one. Thomas, you're going to love it. Sarge.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know the bill for our reparations now was up to $750 trillion. You understand that, right?
Yeah. I laugh when I hear this, man.
Oh, okay.
I assume,
now, what's so funny
I assume
about that?
That's a bargaining chip, right? I mean, that ain't a serious request, is it? That's a bargaining chip,
hell,
right?
Oh, the sure as shit stinks. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, that is a serious demand. It sure as shit stinks. That's
oh, Lord have mercy.
You yes,
realize
sir.
There has not been that much income generated in the history of mankind in every single country on Earth. You realize that,
oh,
don't you?
Oh, Sarge. Sarge, but the biggest
I mean,
thing you call the Federal
history,
Reserve Bank, man.
There's never been that much income generated in every single country in the history of mankind. You understand
Sarge.
That, don't you?
Okay, but Sarge, check this out, my man. Okay, and we welcome those there today. Tave is in the chat room. Okay, Lucid Libertarian is in the chat room. Okay, we appreciate you, gentlemen. Okay, but what it is, though, Sarge, what you have to look at, man, off the free slave labor since 1619 up to 1865, okay, and then also, too, we have another caller there at 330-3135, just simply, okay, 330, okay, we're going to unmute your mic. Okay, 330, okay, all right, 330, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Huh? It's your buddy Tay from Akron, Ohio.
Hey, Tay, how are you? Okay, all right, now you
I got reinforcements coming in.
Okay, now you see, Thomas, you know, yeah, we go off the hook right here, man. You
hey,
know
man,
what
I
saying?
Like that. I like
hey,
that.
The way
yes,
I see
sir.
It,
yes,
like
sir.
I tell me, Chewbacca, tell the big ones a line up and the little ones a pair up.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Okay, now.
I kind of want to debate, I want to debate that dollar value with the Sarge. About
yes.
the history of the
sure,
trillion.
Go right ahead, Thomas.
If you
want to
talk about the dollar face value from then and now, I think that would accumulate
bing,
to past trillions.
Bam, bam, two jabs in the right claw.
Okay,
so
how about if we adjusted for inflation then? What would it be? Because, I mean,
Inflation was not. How can inflation be caused by free labor?
No. You misunderstand me. The objective value of a number is a constant. I mean, if you're talking about whether the number is zero or any other number, adjusted for inflation is a constant. If the number is zero, then there's zero inflation. If slaves' labor had any value that can be measured, that value can be adjusted for inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Explain
a
how.
A lot of it could be.
So that's
okay,
what I'm saying. So then,
could...
adjusted for inflation, what is the value of their labor?
Okay. Well, how much was it to buy a house back at that time, Sarge? And what was the percentage of how it was raised up? And we got another caller here out of 907. Okay, they got their hand up. Okay, and we're going to unmute their mic as well, too. Okay, so please continue, Sarge. Okay.
Before we go any further, when we talk about $740 trillion, I'd just like to give you some perspective in context on what a billion is. This won't take me long. Just bear with me, okay? A billion seconds ago, it was 1959. A billion minutes ago, Jesus the Christ was alive. A billion hours ago, our ancestors were living in the Stone Age, no matter where they were on the planet. A billion days ago, I know you want to argue. Let me make my point, and we'll argue about it later, okay? A billion days ago, no one walked on the earth on 2 feet. There were no hominoids a billion days ago. And $1 billion ago, last point. Let me finish. $1 billion ago was 8 hours and 20 minutes ago at the current rate of United States government spending. That's some context.
Uh-huh.
Now, how many billions are in a trillion? 1,000. There's 1,000 billions in 1 trillion, and now you want to multiply that by 740 times. And you think this is a credible demand?
Hell yeah, it's an incredible demand. Is because off the
No,
threat,
I said incredible
labor,
demand.
But,
I know it's incredible. I'm saying you think it's
incredible. No, Sarge. It is. Repeat. It is a credible demand. Now, we got 907, the last 3091. Your mic is unmuted. Feel free to join into the conversation. And we have Mr. Thomas with us, a great educational scholar with us as well, too. Okay, and then I see we have 336 in. I think I know who 336 is. I wonder if that's my man right there. Okay, bear with us, Thomas. We're getting ready to get some serious rumbling going on. 336, what's your name and where you come from?
Well, you know who 336 is. It's Joe.
Oh, Joe Gibson, okay, one of our biggest critics, Joe. Okay, Thomas. Okay, Sarge is up there saying his thing right there, Joe. And then we got Mr. Thomas here, you know, from Southern California, who's going to counterman and counterpunch you guys, man. And it's on. Okay, Joe.
God damn it, Joe.
You know,
long show. This isn't
No, he's on the right show.
This is the bias supporter show. We want the bias supporters to call in and tell us what tangible benefits we're going to get from a Biden administration.
Well, the Biden supporters are welcome to call in. That's who we want, actually. And then Sleepy Joe, you know, he needs to go change his diapers, man, because I don't know who stinks worse, him or the dump, as in human shit. You know, both of them probably need to be potty trained. Fucking men like this acting like they are. And then old Hyde Biden, he wants to tax the shit out of you. And how in the fuck is Joe Biden going to tell me if I do not vote for his stinking ass that I am not a black man in the man?
Okay, Chewbacca, I got a real tidbit for you. Did you see Kamala Harris's performance in Puerto Rico over the weekend? Did you see what that fool did?
Sorry.
It made America look like a fool. Did you see what
Sarge.
She did?
Sarge, listen to me very closely
I need to tell you about this because it shows you how vapid, puerile, juvenile, and simple-minded this fool of a president, vice president is. Now, she went
well,
up there in Puerto
her
Rico.
Whole career, man. So what do you expect from a hoe? Come on.
All right. Well, look. But this was very public.
Okay.
And I think it deserves a notice. Now, this is what she did.
Sarge.
She's coming out of a conference there, and as she's coming out of the conference, she's confronted by a group of people chanting and rhythmically singing a song. And like the simple-minded seal she is, she starts clapping and grinning and doing a little cackle and all this other thing. She's got her little hands out in front, and she's clapping.
It's so joyful. It's so multicultural. It's so wonderful. I love it so much.
And get this. Now, her aide had to whisper in her ear as to what these people were doing. You know what? They were protesting her administration and its colonial impulses and its support of the Israelis in Palestine. And as she was being told of this by her aide, all of a sudden you could see her face became crestfallen, and she slowly stopped clapping, and she started to sober up. Oh, boy, I really look like a dummy, don't I? It was hilarious. I mean, I was laughing my ass off the rest of the day.
I'm quite sure she was hilarious, man. She probably wouldn't even be doing the
She's a clown. Where's the big red nose and where are big shoes? She's a clown.
Besides, you will get no argument from me. Remember, ma'am, I lived in California when she was the attorney general, including our guest here tonight, Brother Thomas. So,
she's responsible.
You're not going to get no argument from me on
for
that.
All them brothers being locked, man. She locked up more black men in California than any other state in the whole
sir.
Union.
Facts, facts, facts. Hey, check
and
out
and
San Francisco.
And now she's leading. Now she's leading the effort for marijuana reform after locking up thousands of black people for smoking marijuana.
So,
or selling
it. You see
can
her
you believe it?
Yeah.
And there's no explanation. And wait a minute. There is no explanation as to why she has changed her position. That's what bugged me about these people more than anything else.
Okay, Sarge. Now, you might as well start with the dump as in human shit. That's all what the fuck he does. Now, here this
no,
black man is being.
No, he doesn't. He tells you why.
Okay, first place, Sarge. I never was a fan of Kamala Harris, okay? Number two is, man, she flat backed her way into her position. Get it? You know what I'm saying? And Madam Vice President, you welcome to call in, too. You see? Now, the thing is, and no disrespect, you know, to the ladies, because we do have ladies present here, Sister Trish. No disrespect to you, sister. You know what I'm saying? She's a joke. The Biden regime is a joke, okay? It's because hide and Biden, you know, because there was a lot of people that wanted the federal crime bill passed for mass incarceration due to all the gang violence, man, that was happening in the inner cities. Now, you got all these fucking migrants coming in here that's doing home invasion robberies on people. And the day that motherfucker comes up here thinking he's going to home invade mine, I'm going to kick him off the planet. I'm not going to sit up here and say, we shall overcome and that, you know, we are going to sit up here and can we just all get along? Oh, hell no. I was in Los Angeles in 1992 when they had the party right there. What it is for black people to control their own destiny. And as Brother Thomas had mentioned, you see what I'm saying, the Native Americans owe some reparations too, is because they enslaved us as well too.
They did it for two years. They kept slaves for 2 years after the emancipation, about 70,000 slaves. They held captives 2 years after the emancipation.
Good luck with that.
Well, Sarge, here's what it is. Do you recall the Montgomery bus boycott?
Of course I do.
They're
quite well.
Okay. All right. And 907, your mic is unmuted as well, too. You got your hand
up,
so you're in there with us.
We got another unknown caller,
too, Sabaka.
Yep.
Okay.
Press one if y'all want to be live on the air.
Yeah, go right ahead. Okay. So, therefore, what happened with the Montgomery Bus Company, Sarge, Dr. King, and Rosa Parks, when they let it, they said, get to work, walk to work, walk to school, ride a bicycle, you see what I'm saying, you know, but do not take the bus, okay? And I see Thomas had dropped, and please call back in, Brother Thomas, because I see Blog Talk is going around with their shenanigans again, so please call in. Okay. So what happened is what our cohesiveness, Sarge, of not going on the bus, okay, is that we're bringing Brother Thomas back in. You know, then you had
that.
Yeah,
but that's my fault, man.
Okay. Okay, it's all good, Thomas. Yeah, man, you're still here with us. Now, old Frog Face, as you know, Sarge, and you know where I'm going, said that that's yesterday, said that's mine. And may that frog face bastard rest in peace, okay? And then, oh, Governor Favas of the great state of Arkansas, you remember little Ruby Ridges? Now look at what that poor baby had went through and what her being just a child not even knowing the danger that she was exposed to. You see what I mean? So, so when you come up here and say that we owe America and this is the greatest country that there is, you are highly, highly mistaken, my man, and then you're Sarge, and don't bring your napkin holder out on me, you know what I'm saying? And because, you know, Sarge knows how to work a napkin.
Oh, that's his belief?
Okay.
He believes America is great and all that.
Say that again, Tom.
I think he believes that America is great and all that.
Oh, yeah. And he,
is
yeah,
that his philosophy?
Oh, yes, sir. And yeah, that's his philosophy. He's an avid Trump supporter. Okay, we don't support Joe Biden because Joe Biden had let us down. So we could talk about Sleepy Joe and the dog. You know what I'm saying? We're very, very
versatile. So we got to go through the basic talking points of every day. Okay, I'm with that. Why not? Fuck it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see, so therefore, so, you know, we've dotting all our I's, crossing all our T's. Hey, we got Lucy Libertarian in there. Okay, Lucy Libertarian, you know, just raise your hand up, man. We'll be happy to unmute your mic. We got Joe Gibson in here. Now, Joe, you was telling me that you don't believe in reparations. Okay. Joe Biden doesn't believe in reparations. Okay. You were running for office down there in North Carolina where a lot of our folks, man, had sweated blood picking your tobacco crops. You see what I'm saying? And that generated greatly to the U.S. economy, man, with Sir Walter Raleigh cigarettes, man, let's see, Newports, the Marlboro Man, and all that old good kind of stuff. So you don't think we're supposed to be compensated for that? So therefore, old Hyde and Biden and those who are against the reparations are supposed to sit up there and say, you the being like another stymie-ass Uncle Tim Scott. All right, Joe Thomas, please counter.
Well, what about everyone else that was in working, too, or poor people that were less fortunate? Should they be compensated, too? Should everybody just be compensated, then?
Okay, but, Joe, they were paid regardless of the wage, man, just like when you had the quote-unquote Irish overseers who was working off of debt. They were violating young black women, too. Now, what about that? How would you feel, Joe, that you're a slave? And you got your wife and you have your daughter there, right? And the slave master can go take indecent liberties with your wife and your daughter and, forgive me for saying so, even with your mother.
I thought slaves weren't allowed to be married. I thought they weren't allowed to be married.
No, Joe. No, but they could be violated at the slave master's win and whim. Now, me and Sarge went off into this great debate when we spoke about the motion picture Mandingo. And Muhammad Ali had stated there was no way in hell that he would play a role like that that Ken Norton played in Mandingo. Now, how would you feel about that, Joe? Now, be honest.
Well, you've been getting how I feel about. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want my wife violated or raped. I mean, that's clear. I mean, you know, but again, Chewbacca, there's nobody alive today that suffered those consequences.
Okay.
There's nobody.
But Joe, U.S. economy benefited off of that.
But see, here's the thing, though.
Yeah, go
those
ahead,
people
Tommy.
That were involved, those enslavers, they created generations of wealth for generations of families, for generations. So how
and
can
that's why
we not,
she was called
Let me ask you this. Just one simple question. How do you feel about those white men that receive reparations? Do you feel that they should receive reparations to pass down generations of the slave owners? Do you feel that these people should receive reparations? Because there's black people
that
like
part.
Yourself that believe that white people should receive reparations. Are you one of those people?
If we're going to give reparations, then we have to give reparations to every single person that has suffered from slavery then around the world.
Well,
you know, and every race.
That was in, you gave reparations to everybody who was involved in the wars with. You gave reparations to everybody who was involved in wars with overseas with.
Reparations for the loss of a slave was explicitly forbidden in Section 4 of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. It says, but neither the United States or any state shall assume or pay any debt or obligation incurred in aid of insurrection or rebellion against the United States or any claim for the loss or emancipation of any slave, but all such debts, obligations, and claims shall be held illegal and void.
Okay, sorry.
They still gave them
Hey. Sarge, they're full of shit. Okay, I'm going to say that straight out. They're full of shit. Okay, 301. Okay, I think I know who 301 is.
Yeah,
okay,
you know who it is. Black power, black power. It sounds like
always,
y'all lit
always.
A fire up underneath the sergeant's behind. What happened? Those guys are walking on something. It's okay. You ain't got to explain it. It's all good. Put the ashtray holder down. But you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I hope Joe is not hiding in those daggone demographic, that think tank down there in the comments. Come on in. Everything's fine. Nobody's going to bother you. You have an ex-officer on duty. But the bad part about that is it would seem, because I've been listening to Sarge. Sarge will always want to be a Panther, so it done backfired on y'all. Y'all thought y'all had one. No, you don't. Yeah, shit. He done woke up now. He never had some real black Panthers to talk to before, and now it's like, damn, I wish I had these brothers to talk to when I was like 18, 19. Shit, he was in the wrong uniform, homeboy. You'll be my minister of information. Sharpest attack.
Man. I damn near came close to becoming a member of the Black Panther Party. I'm not kidding. I was studying the manifesto. I liked the uniform. I dug it, man. I was all in the Black Panther chic. Oh, yes, sir.
Well, we got to change your name. And don't tell them about you. No parts of no police. No, I'm just joking.
What do you have to blame?
It is what it is now.
So y'all don't think I don't know where you're coming from, because I do.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, you know. It's like this. It's for the people, by the people, we are the people, and we love the people, we die for the people, we fight for the people, and it's for all the people, the black and oppressed people of the world. So we don't want to leave Joe out because, I mean, I got all kind of jokes for him, but I don't want to do that to you, Joe. Come on in. Otherwise, I'm going to write you an unofficial biography as written by Dynamite Lightning, well, Black Lightning, how Joe grew up with vitiligo. It's a disease where he started off black. He was jet black. He's from the Congo. And he had a white spot on his arm, and that shit spread all throughout his body, and he became a white man overnight. But that's okay, Joe. You're still accepted in the black community.
Oh, wow.
That's all I'm going to say about it. And black power? Now, what's the subject?
Chewbacca's trying to change the subject. Now he done switched to reparations. He was supposed to be focused on Biden and the Biden administration, but now he's trying to shift, and he's trying to bring it back around to reparations.
That's my fault.
If he's not elected, there's going to be a bloodbath. And
I love to deal with that. Let me know when you're ready to hear my
talking about
response.
The automotive industry. He tried to flip the switch to make it seem like he was talking about the automotive.
But he looked at the camera.
He said, no, it's literally going to be a bloodbath.
No, he didn't. He didn't say that.
What were the exact words then? He said it's going to be a bloodbath.
But he did not say I'm talking about getting elected. Here's what he said. By the way, if you look up Merriam-Webster's definition for bloodbath, the third definition they give is an economic catastrophe.
White man's definition for bloodbath means the South will rise again.
Yeah, but look up the third. What do you mean? He's precluded from using the word in any other context?
Give me the quote. Do you have the quote? Can you look it up?
I'll give you the quote.
And it don't matter how you sugarcoat it. He even said it twice. He looked at the camera. I said, oh, shit, I better fucking load up. Yeah.
Are you one of those dudes that believe January 6th didn't happen?
Look at this thing. What they call it, the purge, and they talk about eclipses. They talk about viruses, the jab, all of that stuff. We're getting ready to have an eclipse, and here they are doing exactly what they said they're not going to do: bloodbath. Okay, somebody read it, please.
Okay, I got the quote. Let's hear the quote, okay? Let's stop arguing about
okay,
it. And let's say the quote.
Don't stop. Don't stop at that first blood.
I ain't
going to
stop. I'm
going to
say it continuously. I ain't going to stop. Here's the quote. If you're listening, President G, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. No, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to
okay,
be a bloodbath
right
for the whole.
Wait, that's going to be the least of it.
It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories.
Come on now. Play nice. Come on. Play
listening.
Nice.
All right, so wait, I just put the whole thing in context.
You didn't pause like he paused.
I just read
the
whole thing
and then he switched it up. He said, if I'm not elected, they're going to be a bloodbath. He was talking about the automotive
thing
first.
I read the whole
thing
in context, including that.
But you didn't stop.
I read the entire thing in context, including what you just said.
He switched gears. Okay, now,
ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
All right, Black Lightning.
I read it exactly the way
he said it. Okay, Sarge already got it. He said, if I'm not elected, go ahead.
Exactly the way he said it. I read it exactly the way he said it.
If I'm not elected, from that part.
So you want to expose everything that went before it, and you think that's being honest?
No, we heard the part about the automotive. They ain't had nothing to do with the bloodbath. He said, if I'm not elected, go from there.
The Jews.
No, see, that's what I mean. You want to be distortive and misleading by literally telling the truth.
I listened to his whole thing, and then when he got to the part where, if I'm not elected, my eyebrows went up. It was like, oh, shit.
No. You are being dishonest by literally telling the truth.
He talks about this damn purge type shit.
That Zionist
If he's not elected, the South shall rise again. You don't want to read it.
All right. Okay. I can see we're not going to have any agreement on this.
I just played back the last 15 to 30 seconds of the show.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, though, if you're going to tell what he said, you need to make sure you provide the proper context for it, because it wasn't as if he didn't make a context that was clear.
Okay, Sarge. The point is what we're making is this, man. We're talking about Biden. We're not talking about the dump. You already know how we feel about the dump as a human shit. But what I'm doing is talking about this old senile-ass bastard who don't know how to change his diapers, right, that's currently sitting up there in the White House right now, who's going to sit up there and tax you for everything that you make over $600, who does not believe in reparations. And then there was a lot of pressure put on Biden when he was the senator to pass the federal crime bill. And then even old Slick Willie, when he wasn't getting no head from, what's her name, Monica Lewinsky or whatever, you know, he even came out and said it was a mistake. You see what I'm saying? So what it is, people, they're playing the black voters for stupid. See, this is why I don't dig no Brandon Johnson. This is why I don't dig no Eric Adams. This is why I don't dig no Joe Biden. This is why I don't dig no Kamala Harris, who flat-backed her way. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? Maybe Kamala need to hook up with P. Diddy and make some of that corn. And I said it, Madam Vice President, you're welcome to call in, too. You wasn't shit as a vice president. You wasn't shit as a senator of California. You damn sure wasn't shit as the district attorney of San Francisco County for not prosecuting them bastards that murdered little Mario Woods. And I doubt if you were shit as the damn assistant district attorney over in Alameda County. Yeah, I said
fact.
That. Okay,
fact.
Now, the dude
fact.
Who was doing all
as
the yada, 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 and all this
fact,
same shit.
She was implemented under protection of those Koreans that killed Natasha Harlan and getting them out of the country.
Ah, sir, sir,
yeah, that
sir.
Part.
Very, very, very glad that you brought that up, Mr.
That's
Thomas. It's because Natasha Harlan, you know, had left the money on the counter. She proceeded to walk away, so Sun Dae-ju had took out a firearm and shot and killed this young woman. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, too, what had happened was is that you know about the party that happened down there, Brother Thomas, in 1992, because Rodney King's beating happened about 2 weeks after the Latasha Harden's incident, if memory serves me correct. And keep in mind,
oh,
Riley,
yeah,
you
man,
know,
we
I was in my first.
We had no food. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that there was the worst riot in U.S. urban history, and then President George Bush, or Papa Bush, he had stated is that he's sending in the regular army into Los Angeles, which he did. Okay. But he also had stated that he ordered the FBI to go take them bastards in the into custody. Lawrence Powell, Theodore Bucino, Stacey Coon, and Timothy Wynn. Now, the only one who walked in both those cases, or the federal case, was Ted Brasino, okay? Now, old Sergeant Coon is going to sit up there and says he has no recollection of about 99 incidents in which he participated in, hitting Mr. King, you know, with a taser, okay, yanking a taser out, and as we all know, and Sarge could confirm this, is that when someone is hit with a taser, you're supposed to call medical personnel to remove the pumps, not yanking them out of them, reloading the same taser, hitting with them again. Okay, now, for all you Biden supporters out there, Jim Crow Biden does not have your interest at heart. Neither
none
one of these bastards do. None whatsoever.
So
none of them do. So what it is, black family, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to sit my ass on a couch, you see, and probably, you know, sit back, you know, have me some cookies and what have you, and watch this circus unfoil, because as we all know, the Democratic National Convention will be in Chicago, Illinois, the home of Brandon Johnson, and also, too, they elected the worst president out of the Illinois House of Representatives to the U.S. Senate, who filled Carolyn Mosley Braun's seat. He ran for the presidency by the name of Barack Obama, who did black people no justice. Plus, plus he was against the reparations as well, too. You see what I mean? So, you know, we're just keeping it in proper perspective, ladies and gentlemen. And what I say, this is my personal opinion, is they'll get our damn reparations money, which is $950 trillion in reparations, and build up our own industry. Now, guess what, white
just
like a fucking mob, boss. You damn
$200 trillion that fast.
Why
it was
why do black people vote in any of these parties anyway?
Hey,
y'all not even a registered voter.
Listen, you guys can all call in. You can all call in to Shabaka's Black Experience at 516-418-5996.
Yep.
Press 1 to talk to the man. And get
from a vitamin.
Oh, yeah.
$200 trillion to the reparations bill. Did you notice?
$200 trillion. Yeah, you're damn right, because we built this fucking country. That's why.
Good God almighty. There's no end to this, is there? There's no end to this.
No. Just like Sarge, just like there was no ending to the misery of the slaves that died on the plantation. Now, the
X-Men. Well, they died. That's the ending of the misery.
Okay.
Hey, you know what?
That's a bold thing to say because what about the ones that died on the transition over here? We're talking about those that died on the slaves, the ones that died just off the slave ships and was pushed overboard, that died from sicknesses and everything. What about those guys?
Yes, sir. We need compensation for them too.
We need compensation for them too.
Oh, absolutely. Now, also, I'm getting ready to blow Thomas, and tell me how you feel on this one here, Thomas. And then, Thomas, state how you honestly feel, man, because you see the type of listeners and critics that we have. And we love our critics. We really do. Now, Joe Gibson says, okay, well, you know, it was your own people that sold yourself into slavery. Biggest goddamn lie ever told. Because what had happened is with the European, okay, he came with lies and deceit, divide and conquer. So when they got down there to the slave ships there, man, at Gory Island, okay, it was saying, is, hey, well, you know, man, we got 250 spaces in this hall. But, you know, we got 50 of them left, so go get the one who, quote-unquote, just sold them to us and throw his ass in there, too. See, so the European, it was always been about lies and deceit.
So they
outsmarted them?
So they outsmarted them? How did they outsmart them? No, they lied to them.
They lied to them. It's called deceit. It's called a con game. It's called getting your head bumped. It's called getting fleeced.
Let's put this into perspective and let's explain how it really went down. Okay, let's get some feedback on that one there too. Let's get some feedback on that one there too, Tay. Cargo owners, they owe everybody money, those pricks, because they lied about everything.
Okay, I see Joe Gibson left us. Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Joe. Oh, okay. You left the chat room. Okay, but the point is what I'm getting at is this, gentlemen. Okay. The point of what I'm getting to is...
Yeah, I'm back.
Your mic's not muted.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just being...
Okay, yeah, 301. Okay. Okay,
yeah, I'm just
listening. But what it is, though, the fact of the matter is that the United States of America, if not the whole goddamn Western Hemisphere, would have not have been the economical powers had it not been from the slave labor. Now, let's look at Haiti. Okay, now, the thing about Haiti in 1804, there wasn't nobody out there saying, we shall overcome. Let's get down on our knees and beg.
Exactly.
No. What if they did, they went up there and they started smashing motherfuckers. You see what I'm
saying? Every country that gained their independence gained it through bloodshed. They gained it through violence.
Yes, sir.
Through bloodshed. That's the only way this is going to work with us. For us.
Yeah,
everything
we see. See? Okay. See, and that's the only way it can
Let me get this straight now. I just heard of a definite plan of action. And that was the only way this is going to work for us is with violence and bloodshed. Am I hearing that correctly?
Okay.
I don't want to misinterpret what I'm hearing. You're saying the only way this will work for us is with violence and bloodshed.
Let me elaborate so I can make
it a little clearer. Please do.
All this praying, marching, all this peaceful stuff that we learned back from the 60s, maybe even before that, none of that was effective for us. When we started really say, okay, we're going to fight back and let you know that we're not just going to be rolled over so easy. They got some act right. And then they hurry up and went to shut us down any which way they can. So you notice they allowed, they murdered all the powerful leaders, allowed to water down with lit. Because they know they can convert them to the system of white supremacy, which they have.
That part.
Do we need to name some names? We can, but I don't want to take up a whole lot of time doing so. But through bloodshed, the Haitians, they got their independence through bloodshed. Kicked the French off out of their land.
Yep.
Some of them even happened over here in the United States soil, too, when they made the transition over here. A little bit of that took place on this American soil, too. Some of that revolution.
Yeah, down in a place called Louisiana. That was a French colony.
Yes, it did.
Arkansas, the state of Illinois, the Louisiana Purchase. And then not to mention, not cutting you off, Brother Thomas, I just want to say this right here. And then when they all talk about Lewis and Clark, and they had a slave with him, you know, that was going all the way to go find the Pacific Ocean, and then when they got over there, man, to eastern Washington or parts of Idaho, the slave asked for his freedom. Lewis and Clark killed him.
Well, let's talk about who's conquering who over in Africa. Who's conquering who over there?
Oh, neo-colonialists.
No.
On the puppet strings. Yes.
No.
Who is still on the puppet strings of the British and the French and of the Belgians. And this is why I appreciate it. And this is why we appreciated the president of Niger when he told the goddamn Frenchman, get the fuck up out of here. Then when the United States went to President Museveni over there in Uganda, well, you guys got to brace an LGBT. I'm not finished, Joe. I hate to do this here to you, but man, I'm going to make my fucking point, man, okay? I'm not going to be talked over. I will mute you back on. President Museveni was approached by the Biden administration that you got to have an alphabetized agenda over here. President Museveni had informed him that we don't do that over here is because life only happens between a union of man and woman. So therefore, Thomas, the Biden regime is going to say, well, we'll cut off your aid. President Museveni said, man, check this out. Fuck you and your aid. We ain't going for it, man. And you still here? Shake the spot. In short, get the fuck out of here. And he did. He left with egg on his face. So fuck Joe Biden. You see what I'm saying?
Joe Biden
now
sending aid to all of the white countries, but he ain't sending no aid over there. Ain't none of them did go. None of them. Nobody from the United States has ever sent aid to Africa. Aid to Africa has always come from private people of the United States, like, you know, from the donation of them organizations and shit. And a lot of them profited off of that. They didn't really go to the direct aid of the Africans that they was really doing this for.
Yes, sir, Brother Thomas. And then, too, Brother Thomas, I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on what you just brought. And I want to hear what Joe Gibson has to say. Then a lot of these African children were brought over here, too, that were being exploited as well, too. Look at Charlene Theron, adopted two black boys from Africa. And what the hell? She says, oh, I'm going to raise them up to be girls. What kind of shit is that?
Oh, wait a minute, man. You're really going far afield from reparations. I'd like to comment on what the gentleman said about violence being the only way to achieve our goal of reparations. Now, I got to admit that from a tactical and strategic standpoint, I believe that's the only way you're going to get reparations, because as a legal and constitutional matter, reparation for slavery is an utter, complete, total non-starter. There is no legal or constitutional basis for reparations for slavery. Now, for Jim Crow and discrimination post the 14th Amendment, there's a case for that. But there is no case for reparations for slavery.
Let me ask you this question. Sarge, I've been asking you this question here, man, for the last 8 years. I've asked Joe Gibson the same question for the last 8 years. Show me, and please elaborate on this point here, Brother Thomas, show me where we as a people petition the United States government to be citizens here. I can't hear you, Sarge.
Wait a minute. I didn't ask the U.S. government. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I didn't ask the U.S. government to be a United States citizen. I was born naturally, a natural-born U.S. citizen. That's the way law works. That's in every nation. Wait a minute.
You know you
every nation on the planet.
Well, you know, in the
1800s, okay, he's wide open, man, for two calves in a white cross panel.
Hey, you know, in the 1800s, you was considered cattle, right? You was considered livestock. You wouldn't even consider a human being. Really, right?
Look, wait a minute. You got to stop with these categorical statements. That's not true. Even the Constitution, when it was written and ratified in 1787, recognized slaves as persons. It says so in Article 1 of the Constitution.
How can you be a person where you consider three-fifths is not
okay.
Even
that
be
was for
a whole
purposes.
Ding, ding, work with him,
for purposes.
Come on, man. I know you didn't say that, brother.
Apportionment. That's why.
You need to stand in
apportionment and representation
two, three,
in Congress.
Four, five, six. Seven.
Can
you continue, Sarge?
Okay. I'm answering the question. I answered the question. The question was asked. I answered.
Okay, bye.
They were fully human, only for purposes of apportionment for the House of Representatives. They were three-fifths of a person, and that a purpose only.
To be a delegate
Sarge.
Of a party, you have to count them as cattle. The more slaves you have, you can. If for every three slaves out of five, you can be considered as one delegate, one count for one delegate for the party.
Exactly.
That you're
now,
fighting.
Why didn't you say that before? Because that's true.
Because
that's true.
Still,
I mean, they're not human beings.
You were not considered a human being. You still considered.
See, there you go. Then now you said that it wasn't true.
You see, man.
How can you call him? How can you call him? How can you call him a person? How can you call him a person and they're not human? Only human beings can be persons.
If that were true,
wait a minute. Only human beings can be persons. Only human beings. They're called persons.
They were not counted as persons. Read back. Go back to 1877 when the indoctrination was imposed in 1877, sir.
In Article 13,
go ahead,
Terry. Became a citizen. Am I right on that? Article
13
changed it.
Hey, you know what? I'll go deep with you with this. You're not considered a human being right now.
None of us.
About that?
Okay.
You're not considered right now.
So nobody is charged for murder when they illegally kill a human being. Nobody's ever charged for murder with killing a black person that way. Because they're not recognized as human beings. Am I understanding it correctly?
Well, according to the Constitution of your Holy Bible, it was okay for the master to kill the slave. You wouldn't even be punished for it. And they truly believed in that theory back then during slavery. So, of course, you wouldn't be charged for murder if they could just kill you without purpose.
Right, the cattle killing
so,
act.
At some point, then,
the
law
that,
actually
Sarge?
Does
the
consider black people human beings. So we'll agree,
the
then,
killing
that
act,
at
Sarge?
Some point, the law does consider black people human beings. At some point. We can agree to that, can we not?
Now, but if you want to look at, how can I put this? I ain't going to put it in law terms, but I will put it in the ideology of men, of white men. We are not considered people to them because if you consider us people,
right.
You will not treat us the way you do. You will not separate
right.
us. You will not keep us in all these years of bondage. You would not did all these atrocities that you've done to not just people here in America, but globally. If you
that's
were thought of as a person.
That's the Zionist
people
Jew.
Don't treat
that's
people.
We're all loyal.
If you're a person, people
Shabaka,
don't
I've got told you this. I've told you this a bunch of times, Shabaka. The Goyim, under the Zionist Jewish agenda, that is black, white, red, yellow, don't matter what. If you are not of their descent, you are Goyim, you are cattle, and you are all to be destroyed. That's the agenda we're facing today. and was the agenda back then. Nobody knew it.
So you're talking about the protocols.
Yeah.
Cleveland says that on the
Zion protocols, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about the Zion protocols, right?
It says
yes, they call it Goyim, and that we are all to be destroyed and to stop our race, and that includes anyone
that
not of their blood.
I got that book.
To cut the child from the mother's womb and bash the baby's head against a rock.
I got
then,
that book.
And their blood.
Yes, sir.
And that's for all of us. Now, that's the enemy as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
okay. They've driven a wedge in between us.
Well, most of the people who enslaved black people were Gentiles. If you look at the last names of most black people, those are names that are Anglo-Saxon, Gentile, or Germanic.
Okay, Sarge, those were the name of the slave traders that owned them, Sarge. That was the name of the slave owners that owned them to signify their property. Okay, we're going here to the chat room. Okay, Joe Gibson, and Ghana, politician and educator Samuel Suleimana Fusini has acknowledged that his Asante ancestors accumulated their great wealth, confronting the history of the Atlantic slave trade requires more than a sentence acknowledging that the Armistead prisoners had been captured in Africa by Africans who sold them to European slave traders. Well, and goddamn it, Joe Gibson, once the fuck again, I'm going to tell you for the last goddamn time, okay? Is that the ones who did the selling were captured as well, too, as a fucking slave market group, okay? Okay, now. Joseph gets a mistake here. Where did the supply of slaves come from? First, the Portuguese themselves kidnapped some Africans, but the bulk of the supply came from the Nigerians. These Nigerian middlemen moved to the interior where they captured other Nigerians who belonged to other communities. And once the fuck again is that when they got there to Goy Island, their asses were thrown in the hull of the slave ships too. Joe, get your goddamn facts right, man. I don't hate
hey,
you like you hate
argue
me,
with
man.
Your Ghana politician.
Oh,
argue with your
on,
Ghana politician.
Come on,
not me.
You're saying that was most of them got locked up. And you know damn well nobody's going to sign up for a job where they're going to wind up as a slave. Yeah, that happened to some of them, but not most of them. Stop it. Nobody's going to sign up as part of that trade if they wind up disappearing. What do you mean? All these people wound up. And they kept coming back for more? Are you kidding?
No.
Are you one of those
damn
people that
Europeans
believe that,
coming back for more?
Are you one of those brothers that believe that some of the slaves
you
were paid?
You think black people are that stupid?
Sorry.
Do you believe that some
with
of the slaves were paid?
With a motherfucker like Tim Scott, I really start no wonder.
Okay, all right. Look, I do not believe that those Africans who cooperated in the slave trade would keep going back for more, and they kept disappearing. So I don't see them. It took a bunch of men to round up
the slave train.
There wasn't an infinite supply of slaves. They weren't like the cops.